John Lennon from Pop Go the Beatles, 1963. Here's Jimi Hendrix from Top Gear, 1967.
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out now. But the day.
Right, so welcome back to the David Hamilton Show from Mallory Park this afternoon. You've probably gathered that we have a slight amount of chaos partly going on behind us since the Bay City Rollers have been here. We have a little river surrounding, two various parts of the track here, and the girls are actually swimming across the river to try and get their idols. In the meantime, their idols are trying to get away. They are, in actual fact, on a little boat now in the middle of the lake. I don't know where they're going to go from there, but that's where they are at the moment.
And I remember when I was writing Bohemian Rhapsody, I had a song called We're the Champions, but I just didn't feel that it fitted at the time, and I just kept it aside, and it's virtually, I think, about 2 or 3 years later that I sort of pulled it out of the bag again, and there you are. So you can never tell.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
The late Freddie Mercury on Songwriting, 1984.
We are the champions.
To one, and a blonde woman in a pink baseball cap emerges from the Hyde Park Hotel in London with a group of minders in matching green shirts. It's Madonna, and the chase is on.
The Madonna Phenomenon, 1990.
Now about 100 people in pursuit. Photographers, fans with cameras, reporters, some of them on bikes.
Eyes, okay. You're too close. Go on, can you get out
one of the minders pushing me out of the way.
Come on, if you can't run, get out of the way. Come on.
Exclusive. Live and direct, and only on Radio 1 FM, from Wembley Stadium, the Blonde Ambition Tour, Madonna!
The F Word Concert, 1990.
I did it a couple of times the night before, and someone mentioned that that's all I do, but they f***. So I said, okay, they think I said f*** all during the show. I'm going to show them what saying f*** during the show is.
The thing that was marvellous about it, for me, and okay, I'm way over, I'm older than you, was it devalued the word. It's about sometimes
absolutely.
Someone did devalue the word.
Absolutely. It's much overrated. And I, you know, that's the problem with a lot of things. I mean, if people weren't so reactionary, you know what I mean? So all the things I did do wouldn't be so shocking.
Madness, recording for John Peel, 1979.
An earthquake is erupting, but not in pouring the street. A ghost dance is preparing, you got to help us with your feet. If you're not in the mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat.
Steve Wright, talking to Ruby Wax earlier this year.
What kind of teenager were you?
Depressed and hideous.
What?
I was had teeth that were in another time zone. They were not. I was called Tusks.
Oh,
it's true.
Oh.
No, I was not an attractive child. I was one of those late bloomers.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know how girls, like in puberty, when they're gorgeous, they're gone in a second. They fade very quickly. And I sat like Madame Defarge with my knitting needles, waiting for the downfall of every beauty during puberty. And sure enough, they've either gone into the Betty Ford Clinic or killed themselves. And I'm the only survivor.
Steve Wright, interviewing the Prime Minister at number 10.
BBC Radio 1 FM, you're listening to Steve Wright in the afternoon, and you catch us this afternoon here in the study of number 10 Downing Street with the Prime Minister. Prime Minister, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to Radio 1. We're very grateful. This is huge in here. Number 10 is, it's like the TARDIS.
It's very big. It's it looks fairly small from the outside, doesn't it? You see this familiar door and what looks like a rather narrow terraced house. But it is huge. It's on a series of floors. And I guess people don't generally realise that it stretches straight through into number 11 and number 12 and also straight through the other way to Whitehall. It is very large indeed.
You can go right in and have a chat with the Chancellor.
Absolutely.
Cup of tea. Whatever.
Well, he's a good friend. It's been known.
Can I please hear a round of applause for Simon Bates and Jonathan Ruffell as they leave for the round the world trip? They get a gigantic round of applause right now. Bates and Ruffell are off to Barry Island, Wales, to board a ship off to Antigua and around the world. It's noon.
Band-Aid, Christmas, 1984.
Bob Geldof is here. Bob talking, initially at least, not as a member of the Boomtown Rats as such, but as the instigator of a fascinating idea to raise money for the Ethiopian famine appeal. Mm. Perhaps you'd like to vaguely describe what you're up to.
Well, what we're up to is getting as many people from British pop music as possible to sing on a song that Midyear from Ultravox and myself have written called Do They Know It's Christmas? And I went around, phoned up everybody I knew. Much to my surprise, they all wanted to do it, so...
It sounds like a nightmare putting it together, Bob.
It was, but, I mean, great fun. I mean, I just thought of it 10 days ago, I think, and I have a low boredom threshold. If it had gone on any longer, I would have started getting bored. But if I have a bee in my bonnet about something, I get cracking usually.
And now, to start the 16 hours of Live Aid, would you welcome Status Quo?
Live Aid 1985, the biggest outside broadcast ever.